for you. If you need prayer this morning, thank God for all our people who joined us on the Block Talk. Thank you for Ambassador Hagan, amen, who set that up for us. Thank God for you. If you have a prayer request, want to receive those prayer requests today, amen. If one of our sisters want to take that, the line is open to you. The line is open to you. Anyone? All right.
I would like for you all to pray for me. I am going through a bout with Con Edison, and it's kind of hectic, so I'm asking for that God would give me favor with them on today.
All right. This is who now?
Evangelist Ann Johnson in Bronx, New York.
And your son, am I correct?
I live in the Bronx, New York.
And your prayer request about the battle you're going through with who now?
Con Edison. It's like the electric company. I had a problem in my apartment with mold, and the landlord was supposed to take care of the excess Con Ed, and they have put it on me, and the bill is so extensive, you know, they are, like, really threatening to, like, just take away my electricity, and I'm trying to work with them to get them to give me some kind of agreement to pay them, and they are one man refused yesterday. So I'm believing God for favor with them today when I call, and I'm asking for prayer.
Let's pray right now. Father, you know about that situation.
You know, Lord.
Yes.
You are a fair God. And,
yes,
Lord, you
Lord.
See against this woman of God. Don't let the devil do that. I bind them on this earth. Get to do it. I'm binding him on this earth in the name of
Jesus.
God, give her favor. Let her have preferential treatment.
In the name of Jesus.
Whatever the devil is trying to do, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to turn it around and change it. I know what you can do. You can change the night today. Said, I don't care what their thoughts have been. Work in the spirit realm as you do, Lord. I'm asking you to send her favor and bind that devil. We do bind it and we cast it out. Let the resurrection blood of Jesus stand for her.
You know you can.
Turn that situation around, and we believe for it. Faith can move.
Turn it around, Lord.
We have it in Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for it. And it shall, as you say it, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right, we'll take prayer requests. Anybody else?
God bless you. I would take them, Dr. Johnson.
All right, go ahead, Dr. Fire.
God bless you. Amen. You may continue. Anyone have a prayer request? Let me know.
Dr. Peterson. I need a product miracle.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Anyone else? Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson. Just want y'all to continue to pray for me, that the Lord be able me to get in my new condo, to pick up my keys on Friday and sign the lease, and everything will be in his will and his order. So y'all pray for me.
Amen. All right. Bless you. Anyone else?
This is Sister
Lucille. Yes,
one moment. Okay. God bless you. Go ahead, honey. We have two.
Lucille.
This is Sister Lucille, and I'm asking prayer for my son. His name is Galen Cooks. He's very rebellious, talk back, and I'm asking the saints to pray for him. I'm trying to take care of my dad, and I have other children, and he talks back and wants to say what he wants to say to me, and I try to teach him about obedience, and I'm asking the saints to just pray for him.
Amen. All right. God bless you. And there was someone else. Go ahead.
Dorothy Pfeiffer.
God bless you, Dorothy.
847 area code.
Yes.
I would like to put Pastor Richards on the prayer list, and my
my sister Anita Johnson, and my brother Melvin Cragen, and myself.
Pastor Richards, Melvin, yourself, and who else?
Anita Davis.
Okay, God bless you. All right, anyone else?
Praise the Lord, Dr. Pfeiffer. This is Sister Mays. I would like to put, First Fruit Prayer Line and Dr. Johnson and First Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, and all of you that are on here, and my family, and also my sister, Destiny Keene in Indianapolis, her family, her daughter, Ebony, and her family in Indianapolis, Indiana. God bless you.
Praise God. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Mays, for that, and thank God for you. Amen. Anyone else have a prayer request at this time?
This is Evangelist Juanita Scroggins. Still requesting prayer for my husband and my children. Thank God that I was able to go visit my daughter and her fiance on yesterday and have a strong word of prayer with her on yesterday. And, you know, I'm asking the Lord for something great to happen in this on this prayer line. Not only that, that when we come together in a conference, that it would be such a huge extravaganza, and that God can really, really move in the power of prayer, which we know that prayer is the key to the kingdom, and faith will unlock the door. I am praying so hard for the prayer line family to really come together, not only be a voice, but be givers and blessings to this line. And that God will continue to move like never before, because we really do need prayer. We need prayer here, there, and everywhere. I just bless God for putting it on Dr. Johnson's heart to even start something such as this prayer line. It's just awesome, and we should not take it for granted. This is not something that we would play with, because people's lives are really out there. I'm not on here to say a bunch of preaching and teaching and none of that, but people's lives are really in danger today. And we shouldn't take it for granted what we're doing right now. So I just ask everybody to keep each other lifted, and that we will really, really come together to have a huge celebration with this prayer conference that God is about to blow up. And Mother Johnson, God bless you. I love you very, very much. And may you have many, many, many blessings and birthdays. God bless everyone on the prayer line this morning.
Amen. God bless you, and thank you for that. Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you. We take a couple of more. Yes, God bless you.
This is Sister Karen Brown. I first want to say, Dr. Johnson, I haven't forgot about you. And I just want you to know that I've been really going through something. I lost my sister. Her funeral is Thursday, and then I haven't been feeling well. My health, like, it's just been kind of bad through this, with, you know, my nerves and the diabetes and everything. And I also want to request prayer for Sister Geraldine Garnett. She lost her brother, and we haven't probably getting through to the prayer line today. I just kept pressing on for a star to get through or whatever, so... I'd like you all to pray for me, for my health, and my family, for my sister passing, and Sister Garnett, for her brother passing.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We will be praying for you. Amen. We will take one more. Who will be the last one?
Mother Johnson from Kansas City. I'm asking for prayer for the Avery family. They lost their mother. And I ask you to pray that the Lord will bless them all and lift them up where they belong.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. We will be praying for these individuals. If you would just pray along with us, praise God. Does anyone feel led to pray for any of the souls on here, any other prayer requests? If not...
Let's pray,
John.
Thanks to God. Come on. Let's
Amen.
Pray. Who feels the spirit of prayer? Pray.
Amen. Lord, we thank
you. I don't have the list of everyone But I will send up a general prayer if someone want to come behind me name by name. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you right now, God. First of all, we want to say thank you. God, we're asking you right now that you forgive all sin on this line, sin on mission. Commission. God, you know every heart, every thought, every mind, everything that the people stand in need of. And I'm asking you right now, in the name of Jesus, that God, you bless each and every individual for that prayer request, spoken and unspoken. God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we're asking you that you look on our leader, God. Bless him, God. Give him blessings like he's never seen in 2014. God, we're thanking you for every household represented here on the First Fruit prayer line, and we're thanking you for the growth. We're thanking you for the debt-free members of this prayer line. God, each and every request, we're asking you in the name of Jesus that you bless and grant. In Jesus' name we pray. We're asking that your will be done on this prayer line, God. Those that are out on the prayer line, we're asking you to go into the homes, wherever they are. Stir them up, God, and give them a greater hunger for you. God, we're thanking you for those that are
thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Have a wonderful day. Don't forget to use prayer line, Dr. Pfeiffer, tonight. God bless you. Sister Gina, God bless you.
Yeah.
Thank you.